We give away a key here this morning for the ATV from Mount Baker Motorsports with a 600-pound towing capacity. If you have if you have a towing mishap story, that's how you qualify to win a key this morning. We're going to hear from Ross. He has a towing mishap that involves chicken manure. Is there anything that smells worse than chicken manure? I don't know if there's worse.
I only have a little bit on our property because we've got 10 chickens, but I couldn't imagine a truckload of it.
Before we get to Ross, we've got a couple other guys. Tim. Now, Tim rolled not only his tow truck, but the vehicle he was towing. So you're a tow truck driver, and what vehicle were you towing, Tim?
I was towing a one-ton Ford on top of a 28-foot rollback tow truck.
And how is it that you rolled this whole thing?
I went to shift gears, and the rear end wouldn't go back into gear because the truck died for the first time after driving it for 17 years. Never, ever a mechanical problem. And then it died, so I couldn't get it back into gear to slow it down. And I was exiting into Ferndale, and there were a bunch of stopped cars on a Sunday afternoon at the light, about 20 cars in front of me, and I was trying to figure out how to stop it. I put it up on a guardrail. I thought I was putting it on the guardrail to miss the cars and slow it down, but the guardrail just folded like a snake and shook and took about 500 feet of guardrail out. The tow truck went over onto its nose and flipped end over end 3.5 times, hit a tree about 40 inches, and then rolled sideways another 3 times.
That's why I'm just walking away.
And you're here to tell us about it.
Yeah, and the Ford stayed on the back of the tow truck.
No. You got her winch down pretty good. You got her strapped down nice.
Good job, Tim.
Good strap job.
All right. Who's on two, Brad?
Well, Donald was coming out of Oak Harbor with a skid steer on the back of a flatbed trailer. And what happened, Donald?
Well, apparently the ball was too small, and the guy that put it on there didn't look at the ball. And we ran into traffic on Highway 20 just past Shark's Corner. I slam on the brakes, and I hear this ka-funk, ka-funk, and then all of a sudden, snap, snap. The safety chain snapped, and the damn thing rolled right alongside the vehicle right in front of us and ran into the car in front of us.
Hey, look out the window.
Oh,
there's our load.
Hey, wow. I didn't know they had two skid steers in the yard. I only saw one.
It made for a bad day.
Thank you, Donald. 360-733-5463.
Skid steer to pick up the car parts. Get them off the road.
All right, Ross has one involving chicken manure. Oh, God, that's... how much chicken manure were you hauling?
Well, it's a 5x10 trailer. So at once it was a pretty sturdy trailer, but we were in a Ford Galaxy 500, a 1972, so it's a long boat, and it had, you know, the 351 Windsor in it, so plenty of power. But the problem was when we got loaded, you know, there's no braking. So this was up kind of where I think where Brad lives, up in Happy Valley. So we were coming back into Sylvania, and there's a mile-long hill that you come down. And we were coming down that hill, and I'm like, hey, Mom, I can't stop. So we actually went from the top of the hill to the first. There's like a 90-degree turn that you do at the top of the hill. So we actually went over that embankment. There was a sign, like a triangle, so we took that out. We took a partial tree out. So her and I are together. We have about 10 seconds that we're going down this hill and then over the embankment. And we were okay, and the neighbor is a farmer, so he came up and pulled us out with his tractor. The sheriff showed up. The only thing that happened was the oil filter got kind of ripped off, so my dad was able to.
Yeah, well, what happened to the? We're all concerned, Ross, about the chicken manure. How did it fare?
Well, it was wet, so it was heavy. It stayed in the trailer. Very the trailer good. Actually stayed up on the road. We were the ones that went over the cliff, so it was. You know, 15 and a half, I'm 42 now, so this happened in the early 90s. You're just not expecting that, and, you know, little or no experience driving. You know, I go with my mom to go grab some, and it was for a garden, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the trailer stayed full, and I'm sure your pants were, too, at the time. Yeah,
thank you, Ross. All right, 360-733-5476. We got some good ones coming in on email. We'll check in with those next. That's how you qualify to get a key. For the ATV, you can haul 600, stay to the 600 max on that ATV from Mount Baker Motorsports and KISM.
Brad and John. Coming back. KISM.